Book 14. Chapter 2. How Aretas and Hyrcanus made an expedition against Aristobulus and besieged Jerusalem, and how Scaurus the Roman general raised a siege concerning the death of Onias. After these promises had been given to Aretas, he made an expedition against Aristobulus with an army of 50,000 horse and foot, and beat him in the battle. And when after that victory many went over to Hyrcanus as deserters, Aristobulus was left desolate, and fled to Jerusalem, upon which the king of Arabia took all his army and made an assault upon the temple, and besieged Aristobulus therein, the people still supporting Hyrcanus and assisting him in the siege, while none but the priests continued with Aristobulus. So Aretas united the forces of the Arabians and of the Jews together, and pressed on the siege vigorously. As this happened at the time when the Feast of Unleavened Bread was celebrated, which we call the Passover, the principal men among the Jews left the country and fled into Egypt. Now there was one whose name was Onias, a righteous man he was, and beloved of God, who, in a certain drought, had prayed to God to put an end to the intense heat, and whose prayers God had heard, and had sent them rain. This man had hid himself, because he saw that this sedition would last a great while. However, they brought him to the Jewish camp, and desired that, as by his prayers he had once put an end to the drought, so he would in a like manner make imprecations on Aristobulus and those of his faction. And when, upon his refusal and the excuses that he made, he was still by the multitude compelled to speak, he stood up in the midst of them, and said, O God, the King of the whole world, since those that stand now with me are thy people, and those that are besieged are also thy priests, I beseech thee that thou wilt neither hearken to the prayers of those against these, nor bring to effect what these pray against those. Whereupon such wicked Jews as stood about him, as soon as he had made this prayer, stoned him to death. But God punished them immediately for this their barbarity, and took vengeance of them for the murder of Onias, in the manner following. When the priests and Aristobulus were besieged, it happened that the feast called the Passover was come, at which it is our custom to offer a great number of sacrifices to God. But those that were with Aristobulus wanted sacrifices, and desired that their countrymen without would furnish them with such sacrifices, and assured them that they should have as much money for them as they should desire. And when they required them to pay 1,000 drachmae for each head of cattle, Aristobulus and the priests willingly undertook to pay for them accordingly, and those within let down the money over the walls, and gave it to them. But when the others had received it, they did not deliver the sacrifices, but arrived at that height of wickedness as to break the assurances they had given, and to be guilty of impiety towards God, by not furnishing those that wanted them with sacrifices. And when the priests found they had been cheated, and that the agreements they had made were violated, they prayed to God that he would avenge them on their countrymen. Nor did he delay that their punishment, but sent a strong and vehement storm of wind, that destroyed the fruits of the whole country, till a modius of wheat was then bought for 11 drachmae. In the meantime, Pompey sent Scaurus into Syria, while he himself was in Armenia, and making war with Tigranes. But when Scaurus was come to Damascus, and found that Lollins and Metellus had newly taken the city, he came himself hastily into Judea. And when he was come thither, ambassadors came to him, both from Aristobulus and Hyrcanus, and both desired he would assist them. And when both of them promised to give him money, Aristobulus 400 talents, and Hyrcanus no less, he accepted of Aristobulus's promise, for he was rich, and had a great soul, and desired to obtain nothing but what was moderate, whereas the other was poor, and tenacious, and made incredible promises in hopes of greater advantages, for it was not the same thing to take a city that was exceeding strong and powerful, as it was to eject out of the country some fugitives, with a great number of Mabateans, who were no very warlike people. He therefore made an agreement with Aristobulus for the reasons before mentioned, and took his money and raised the siege, and ordered Aretas to depart, or else he should be declared an enemy to the Romans. So Scaurus returned to Damascus again, and Aristobulus, with a great army, made war with Aretas and Hyrcanus, and fought them at a place called Papyron, and beat them in the battle, and slew about 6,000 of the enemy, with whom fell Phalion also, the brother of Antipater.